Time for our daily tech and business report. Today we're joined by Bloomberg's Dina Shanker. Fast food restaurants have seen a drop in business due to higher prices, and that has some companies fighting back by offering special deals to get customers back. McDonald's rolled out its $5 value meal earlier this year, and a number of other chains followed suit. But unfortunately, the days of the cheap hamburger may be numbered. So, Dina, is this because the cost of beef has gone up?
Hi, thank you so much for having me. Yes, the cost of beef is way up, and anyone who is a regular beef eater has probably noticed that's happening.
And so is that why there are so many? What were the burgers before, and what are we seeing them at now?
So at a regular, at a fast food restaurant, the burgers have gone up about 16% from 5 years ago in the second quarter of 2024. So they're up to $8.41. At McDonald's, a Big Mac in June, the average price was $5.29. That's a 21% increase from 2019. But it's not just at fast food restaurants. It's ground beef at the supermarket. I mean, it's a steak. It's any cut of beef that you're looking to eat is having very high prices right now.
You know, here, at least in the Bay Area, we always see things like, you know, Five Guys or Super Duper Burger or Shake Shack, and people who are looking for something just a little bit nicer, better quality than your average fast food place. Is it the same for them too?
They are all dealing with the same beef market. And right now, the beef market just is facing really high prices because the size of the cattle herd, the cows that will eventually become that beef, is at a more than 70-year low.
Why is that? Is there just not enough grazing land?
Yeah, so it's a mixture of things. The first thing to keep in mind is that the size of the cattle herd, and so beef prices also are cyclical. So they go up and then they go down, and that's been going on for decades. But what we're seeing right now is that this down period is a lot lower than it's been in a really long time. One reason is because of two successive droughts. So there was the 2019-2020 and onward drought, and that caused a lot of farmers and ranchers to basically liquidate their herds, to keep sending cows to slaughter instead of holding some back to make more cows. And that followed another drought that happened in 2010. The droughts impact the cattle herd directly because they need to eat. What do they eat? They eat grass. And how does grass grow? From rain. So if there isn't enough rain, then there isn't enough grass. And then these farmers and ranchers can't raise their cattle the way they want to.
Yeah, I will admit that I can't remember the last time I had a cheeseburger or a hamburger, but I've had turkey burgers and I've had, you know, chicken burgers. And, you know, with the popularity of plant-based burgers, it has the impact, has the demand dropped for the burgers the way it used to be?
You know, it's so interesting that you ask that, because when I was speaking with some experts about this, they noticed that they said that consumption for beef has dropped. And we've seen that happening over decades, especially because we've learned that beef is just not the healthiest meat to eat. But they said demand is not dropping. People still want beef when they want it. So people are looking sometimes for a healthier alternative to beef, but this is the United States, and people love burgers and they love steaks. And I don't think that's going to change probably ever.
Right. And, well, and if you go to a steakhouse, if you want a good steak, sometimes it's going to be a splurge. And if you're going to spend the money and the calories, you're going to want a good one.
I would think so. Anyway.
All right. Thanks very much. It's Bloomberg's Dina Shanker. You can hear our tech and business reports weekdays at 12:30 here on KCBS. And for more, tune into Bloomberg Technology weekdays. That comes at you at 8 a.m.